Well, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and during these times of massive adjustment, we are talking to entrepreneurs more than ever, and more of you are tuning in more than ever to find out what entrepreneurs are doing to stay in business, keep the economy going, keep people employed. And, you know, this is a very resilient nation, always has been, at a very grassroots level. And our next guest, and we're not going to call him Mr. Grassroots yet, but Chris Velas, founder of Meraki Innovations, right? Innovations, that's correct. Sure. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Chris, tell us about Meraki. My dog came back to listen to this interview, so he just showed
Well, up. It's nice to have a solid audience like that. If you can't trust your dog, what can you trust? So Meraki, we're a venture fund that specializes in development of advanced medical technologies. I'm sometimes almost reluctant to call us a venture fund because it's not so much about what we are, but it's how we do it that makes us special and unique in the world.
So how long have you had the fund?
So I started the company, I think almost 16 years ago now. The fund is actually a newer part of our business and our evolution. We raised our last fund about three years ago, and we're now in the process of going out and in this environment, believe it or not, raising our third fund.
I'm actually not surprised at all. I mean, who wouldn't be investing in medical funds? So let's go a little bit. BC and AC, that's what I guess the new term. BC was your portfolio, what was your portfolio like? And AC, is it changed somewhat in terms of your investment portfolio?
No, it hasn't changed. I mean, our philosophy all along has been the same. We've been investing in and developing companies that really fundamentally all do one of or two of three things. That is, save lives, reduce suffering, and bring medical technology to those in need around the world. And there's never been a time where, in recent history, where I can remember that being quite as poignant in people's minds. It's always been important, but right now people, I think, understand that mission better than they ever have. So we really haven't had to change our investment philosophy or portfolio. Some of the things going on in our current world are things that we really had anticipated as problems and concerns and had been developing technologies and solutions to address them.
Interesting. I don't know if you're free to talk about the types of, medical types of companies that they're working on. Some ideas, can you share some of the ideas that are in your portfolio?
And maybe an example of some things that we've done in the past might be interesting for listeners too.
Very much.
Context what we're doing today. So when we began investing, one of the first companies we started was in the area of surgical robotics. We saw some fundamental challenges and opportunities. And one of them was really to try to make robots that do what's impossible for the human hand to do in order to enable surgeries that were previously impossible. And so we founded Auris Health in conjunction and with Columbia University. Johns Hopkins joined into that. It took a while to master the goal. Auris was eventually bought by Johnson & Johnson last year in a very significant sale. For including the earnout, about $5.75 billion.
That's nice. I'm part of their alumni.
They're an amazing, amazing company with a lot of incredible people. Technology is really, really good.
A great mission.
It is.
Yeah, they have a great mission in the company. So that's one example. Any more that you'd like to share?
Yeah, so we're now in three critical things, and of course we're going to expand that. We're certainly in the area of human health, well-being, optimization, performance optimization, regenerative medicine, and aesthetic medicine. We are also working on next generation surgical robotics to try to advance that field in another major quantum leap for surgical robotics. I think the most interesting thing for listeners today is that we are developing diagnostics and therapeutics for COVID-19. We just happened to be there because we were very concerned for a very long time about infectious disease, the fact that more people die from sepsis than any of the major diseases of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And it's relatively unknown that it's so serious. We were also very concerned about pandemics and epidemics like COVID-19 evolving. So we are really the custodians of what the Department of Defense's elite research group called DARPA had invested about $150 million in figuring out. Those grants were spread out, but it was the Weiss Institute at Harvard University that was extremely successful in finding a solution for a technology that could capture pathogens and their byproducts. Today we've turned that into a company called Boa Biomedical, which has a series of very advanced diagnostic tools and instruments for physicians, and also has a filter. And the purpose of the filter is to filter pathogens, including COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, and its byproducts directly out of people's blood in order to downregulate the immune response. And that's been a very, very exciting project. We were in just the right place as this pandemic started to take off, because we had a technology that happened to apply to the situation. And we're fortunate enough to be the recipients of part of two very significant government grants from the Department of Defense to advance this. One to advance the diagnostics, and the other to advance the therapeutic technology.
What's your background? You know, someone might want to guess, you know, financial or healthcare, scientific. How did you sort of evolve into this?
Well, you know, it's a little of everything. That's a kind of a loaded question, because I like to say my background is I'm a really curious person, a good learner, and somebody who likes to be around teams of smart people who want to solve big problems. And I've been doing that sort of my whole life. If you change the question a little and said, what influenced me? I think it was my dad. I grew up around a doctor who brought me to work. I watched his practice. I watched him perform surgery. I learned an awful lot from him. And he died when I was a junior in high school. I think that forever changed my life. I didn't want to become a doctor anymore and found myself on Wall Street. And when I got there, I felt disconnected from doing things that helped people. And I made a major change and said, well, I'm going to take what I learned in Wall Street, I'll take those values I grew up with, and create a company that's focused on what I learned in finance and medicine and make technologies that help people. And I'm really happy today I have a team of, you know, 30 some people in the office and a broader team that work together towards that goal. More than anything, it's a real positive experience with a great dad and a return to values that I found had trouble finding to the degree I wanted to on Wall Street. Not that it was a bad place, just that I wanted to do something that helped people a little bit more than I felt I was there.
Nice. We've been speaking with Chris Velas, founder of Meraki Innovations. Chris, if somebody was looking for you, wanted to connect with you, learn more about the fund, how could they do that?
Well, you go to www.meraki.com, M-I-R-A-K-I, or just pop onto LinkedIn and type in Chris Velas and send me a message.
Good. I tell you, we appreciate you being on the show today, and we hope you have unbelievable success in that category. It's good for all of us.
Jeff, I really, really appreciate your taking a few minutes and asking some questions, sharing what we do with the world. We're trying our best. I hope we can make a dent in this COVID thing. I hope all your listeners and you and your family stay healthy and stay safe.
Well, I am a maybe not a career person, but I am an alumni from Surgical Division of J&J earlier in my career for training. And, that mission that General Johnson had of ending human suffering, because he was a Civil War general. I think everyone who's ever worked in the company knew that, is something that, you know, we need more people who understand that obligation to humanity and are working it. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much. It's no surprise to me that somebody who was a Civil War general really understood the severity of human suffering. There was so much at that time, and it continues to be so much. Hopefully we can all aspire to what he's accomplished, and maybe some of us someday will get there.
Well, it takes a lot of leaders. That's what we're hoping. Again, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are going to continue airing stories. We'll come back right after this short break.